My name is Rich DiGregorio, and this is Group Ground Coffee Bar.
And I see that you got like the hybrid cafe and like music store business model going on. I was just wondering how that's working out.
Well, surprisingly enough, we're doing pretty well considering the economy and kind of the trend of business around here lately. It's been tough for a lot of people. And you know, it was tough for the store for a while. It's kind of like a wild concept. It's a little irreverent compared to most.
Right.
Stores like this, and you know, the owners, their main vision was to have a record store and a coffee shop.
Okay.
And all these other concepts, the fashion, the retail aspect of it kind of came as the shop grew, and as those things became more popular, we added to it. So now it's just sort of a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
You know, lifestyle. You kind of come to eat, drink, listen to music, right. Find music, meet people. It's a great meeting place.
And do you get a lot of people that come in here for just the music or just the coffee? I mean, do people generally go for both?
The majority of our business is coffee.
Okay.
That is the biggest thing here. Music is... I mean, I think I would challenge anyone to go into a music store and see if their sales are doing well, because
right.
it's tough.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
People download stuff. But I think because we have sort of an eclectic
right.
collection of music here, people will come and find something. It's one of those things that a lot of people don't come here looking for something in particular. They come here and then they find three or four things they like, and they buy it. You know, something that reminds them of like the early 90s grunge scene,
mm-hmm.
or something that's out today and like more house scene. Or so, you know, they have these sort of time periods attached to them, or memories, and a lot of people, you know, that's kind of what this whole thing, wall is about. So.
And do you know about the Bus Stop Music Cafe in Pittman? It's like the
know.
Same, it's like a, it started out as like an indie record store, and they later on added the coffee shop and the cafe thing.
The Bus Stop.
Yeah, and they told me that they have a lot of people that come in there either looking for just the records or the coffee. You know, they get like two groups of people.
Right.
I kind of just wanted to see if that was the same deal here. Well, no, I mean, you said that you went into it with the idea of like starting a record store, and then this kind of
yeah.
Came after.
Well, it was going to be a coffee shop and record store from the beginning. That was going to be the main thing. The owner Chris Rocco, he was in a band in the mid to late 90s, and he's just obsessed with music. And when that band kind of, I guess, dissipated, they
what were they called?
Warehouse, I believe.
Okay. Were they big or?
I think they toured with Live Nation.
Okay.
I don't know if that should be off the record or not, because
okay.
I don't have his permission to promote for him. But I, you know, they did open up for Squirrel Nut Zippers 1 year, I heard about. But yeah, they wanted to open a shop. He wanted to open a shop specifically that catered to a more musical crowd, sort of like countercultural spot to
right.
meet. And you know, it was pretty much always about the coffee, because that's the most consistent thing. That's what keeps us.
People always like coffee.
Yeah.
You know, you might download your music, but you're still gonna
right.
coffee.
And we also have events here. Every Friday we have live music.
Okay, I was gonna ask you, if you had live music.
Yeah, live music every Friday. Second Saturdays we display usually photography, but we have other kind of art.
Okay. And is it like a lot of local artists and musicians that you get in here?
Mostly. Every once in a while we'll bring an artist from an outside area.
Right.
I guess it was a couple months ago now, we brought a band from Brooklyn called Lowry,
okay.
who were really good.
Brooklyn's got a really good indie scene going on right now. I don't know if you know MGMT, but they're from Brooklyn.
I know. They're doing really well, actually, that band. And
yeah.
this band, Lowry, you know, it's a similar vein. It's a little folkier,
right.
Poppy, but they played a show right out here when it was warm out, and it was a blast.
Okay.
You know, had a lot of people come out.
How many people usually get when you have like a show?
Here, I mean, as you can see, the venue's a little small, but we get anywhere from 15 to 30 extra customers, and I say that, you know, more than our normal crowd.
Right.
Which is, you know, about this, maybe a little more is our normal crowd, about 5 to 10 people in the shop. So we kind of, you know, we take this area out, we clear it for the artists, and then people just sit around and listen to the music and have fun. It's a good intimate atmosphere.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that, just, you know, being a small place. And
right.
Is there anything else you want to add or anything like that? Or how's business in Collingswood in general?
In Collingswood?
I mean, I've never been here. It's a really nice town.
Oh, really?
I feel like it's a cool little downtown area, good place to have a coffee shop.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mostly restaurants.
Yeah. Right.
But it's a great community. People really are friendly here.
Right.
People are, you know, are green here, and very open-minded. I like the area.
Very cool. I guess that's it.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate
no problem.
It.
Good luck.
Thank you.